Hello, welcome to Harmony, the podcast that explores the intricate connections between environment, lifestyle, and culture. My name is Olaoluwa Adetula, and in today's episode, we shall be looking at the intersection of food, culture, and sustainability. And just like you all know that we started this discussion in our last episode on the intersection of food, culture, and sustainability. In this episode, we shall be considering some of the different cultural and traditional practices that support sustainability. So, thank you so much for joining us. Food is not only substance, but it is also deeply connected to culture and identity. Many traditional and indigenous cultures have developed sustainable practices that have been passed down for generations. In this episode, we will explore some of these practices and how they can offer sustainable solutions to modern food systems. Throughout history, many cultures around the world have developed sustainable practices for food production and the consumption that prioritize the health of the environment and the people who rely on them. These practices have been passed down through generations and are deeply rooted in cultural identity. For example, in South and Central America, indigenous people have been practicing agroforestry for centuries, which involves cultivation of crops under a diverse array of trees and shrubs, providing a sustainable, diverse source of food while also preserving the surrounding forest. In West Africa also, traditional farming practices such as the intercropping practice, which involves planting of multiple crops in the same area, and then also crop rotation, which involves alternating crops on the same land, have been used for centuries to maintain soil and reduce the need for chemical fertilizers. Another example is the traditional knowledge of the Maori people in New Zealand. Now, this is an interesting culture. Again, it is the tradition of the Maori people in New Zealand who have deep understanding of the land and its resources. Their concept of Kaitia Kitanga. Alright, it emphasizes the responsibility to care for and protect the land and its resources, including food. Interestingly, the Maori people have developed sustainable practices such as rongua, or traditional medicinal plant use, which involves using native plants for food, medicine, and cultural purposes. These practices offer valuable lessons and solutions for modern food systems that prioritize sustainability and community. By incorporating traditional and indigenous practices, which can build food systems that are resilient, diverse, and equitable. In addition to traditional practices, there are also modern movement and initiatives that prioritize sustainable food systems. Community-supported agriculture, for example, involves consumers buying directly from local farmers, reducing transportation and packaging costs, and building a closer relationship between producers and consumers. Regenerative agriculture, which seeks to work with nature rather than against it, focuses on restoring soil health and reducing the use of chemicals and pesticides. Overall, cultural and traditional practices offer valuable insight and lessons for building sustainable food systems that prioritize the health of the environment and the people who rely on it. Incorporating these practices can help us build a more sustainable and equitable future. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've learned one or more things from this particular episode. So I want to implore you to continue to live a sustainable lifestyle and also help to protect the environment. So once again, my name is Ola Oluwa Adetula, and I want to thank you for joining this episode of Harmony Podcast. Thank you.